This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. Thanks so much in our last segment to Joe Fusaro from Sports Illustrated Florida. He'll be covering baseball. State baseball tournament begins Wednesday, goes right through the next Wednesday. And six South Florida teams, Miami-Dade and Broward teams, will be in action over the next week. So we'll check that out as well. Last week in Tampa at the Tampa Bay Bucks Training Center, the girls' flag football state championships were being held. And South Florida sent three teams. Defending state champion Miami Palmetto, they lost in their first round game 7-0 to the eventual state champion, Tampa Alonzo. Homestead, which is a program that had done really well throughout the year, and they lost also in the first round. But in 1A, Miami Edison, Lady Red Raiders, head coach Vincent Hall, bring home a state title, win a close game in the first one against Tallahassee Florida High at 21-14. And then on the last play of the game, the Lady Red Raiders beat a really good team, a Wildwood team that was the number one seed when quarterback Rakia Wilson found senior Poetry August, or Augusti, I believe it is, for a score and a 26-20 lead. One of the leaders on that team over the last couple of years, and she's done it not only on the athletic field but also in the classroom, with well over a 4.0 GPA as she heads to LSU on an academic scholarship, was one of the catalysts on the team, Camille Candidate. And she is kind enough to join us this evening. Camille, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on what I guess is a lifetime memory.
Thank you so much.
I mean, talk about it. Talk about, you know, when you got back and then yesterday on Sunday, day after you win a state championship, what was the feeling like? Because it's been a long time since Edison's won a state championship in anything.
It feels so unreal. Coming to school on Monday, everybody telling you a state champ. Just being there, knowing the last play was if we go into overtime or if we win it. Just scared to see if Poetry caught the ball or if we had to go into OC with this team. It just feels so good to finally win. I've been playing since ninth grade, and we always went up there and lost, but this time it was just different. We never lost faith. I always had faith in my coaches, always trusted the program, knowing what they always telling us, putting in work, going to help us get to this position in our life, and all of it came true. It just feels so good. Feels so good.
What got you started in playing flag football? Because, I mean, did you play other sports growing up? Did you run track? Did you play basketball? What did you do?
I actually ran track since I was five, but I stopped when I was 11 because my mom had my brother, which is a premature child. So I wasn't able to get to and from practice. When I was in the seventh grade, my coach, my PE coach, actually told me I should start playing flag football. I was actually a running back, and I only played one game there. I went to Horseman Middle School. So okay. I started running track for the park, which is the Coastie Park at Range Park. And Coach Holden was actually getting ready to go to state, and they seen me out there running, and they asked my coach said, like, who I was and stuff like that. Then they had talked to my mom, and my mama was liking how they were talking because my mom is a state champion herself, so she know where it's a good place to be. And I just started from there, played with them in the summer, adapted. I was a rusher my ninth grade year. 10th grade year, I got into blocking, started catching more. My 11th grade year, I was on since ninth grade year, I was on defense, but I started getting on offense more, just adjusting and perfecting my craft to be on the field and help my team win. 12th grade year, everything just came into pieces, and we won state.
Yeah, you did. You talk about your mom, Tiara Jones, former Miami High state champion basketball player, who happens to be an assistant coach on your team. Talk about that, what that's like.
She's so tough. Just being in the household with her, she holds us to high standards. We cannot slack around her. Every day we got to get up and want more. We can never not be hungry in that household. Everybody got to get up and do something. Just because she's a state championship, state champion, just because she loved the game, even though she didn't play football, she's learning as we learning how to do it. So her being on the sideline, just be like, oh, mom. So I have to set aside mom and coach all the time. She always telling me what to do when I'm back there blocking or what to do on defense. And it just helps me so much knowing my mom believes in me and puts the time and work to understand what I have to do on the field and off the field.
Yeah, no doubt. The big thing, too, Camille, is your coaching staff. All these coaches have played football basically all their lives. Coach Simmons, Coach Mikey, Coach Lewis, obviously, Coach Hall, who I've known for a long time, Coach Burks, who's done a great job, and Coach McIntosh. What's it like playing for somebody who knows the game so well? I mean, you guys, I'm sure you learn something every day.
Man, you can never go against their word. That's what I always tell everybody. Every time they're not right about everything, but 9 times out of 10, they're right about everything. They lead us to the way we should be. Every play call they call, we just got to have faith in what they call and do what they want us to do and just go out there and play. Everything else handled with them. Yep. We just got to do exactly what they ask us to do on the field.
Yep. Finally, you're on your way to LSU. Academics have to be important in your household. I mean, I congratulate you on that. What do you want to study at the next level?
I'm a major in political science and minor in criminology. I want to be a defense attorney.
Wow. Look at you. Hey, listen, I'm sure you're going to be busy, especially living down here. Camille, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations. Thanks to Coach Hall, for doing a great job and the great staff, and then and your parents and your mom especially for raising such a impressive young lady. Again, thanks so much, and we'll catch up soon. Best of luck in college.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Camille Candidate. What a great young lady, and what a great story. Edison goes 19-1, wins the 1A state title. They are the state champions in girls flag football. And I got to give an extra shout out to Coach Vincent Hall, who's done a tremendous job. Great guy. And like I said, that whole coaching staff, Mikey Sheehan, who I've known for a long, long time. Congratulations, Miami Edison, on a job well done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.